This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It is a lovely Saturday. Wow, what a day. Not too hot, sun's out, bit of a breeze, just gorgeous. Hey, if you're having problems with your computer, feel free to give us a call on the program today, and you can do it. Cities One Plumbing Talk can text line 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Shaletta has a day off. This is the final day off. She returns next Saturday after her summer tour and her RV with her family. So Shaletta is back next Saturday. Doug's been good enough to join us here for Tech Talk a little bit early. Normally we're on Saturdays at 2. Doug, how you been this week?
Absolutely wonderful. Steve, I'm going to ask you for a favor today.
Sure.
Is it okay with you if I give Governor Tim Walz a great big attaboy shout-out?
Sure, why not?
Mr. Walz, our governor, was absolutely instrumental in pushing through right to repair here in Minnesota. A couple other states have it, but none of them have it to the point where we got it. Manufacturers now have to supply do-it-yourselfers with proper service manuals and reasonably priced parts. And this covers home appliances, computer equipment. This is huge. Absolutely groundbreaking. He was absolutely instrumental in pushing this through. I am proud to live in Minnesota now that this is done. Seriously. Restored my faith in the... I'm just happy. Man, I'm happy. That went into effect in July, just so you know. It's right now. I love it.
Yeah, and that is a great point, because a lot of this equipment, the way it's sealed, the way it's put together, particularly a computer equipment, it can be daunting. Where a do-it-yourselfer is kind of like, hey, I want to give it a shot, but they do make it very difficult. Now, the one thing you and I have talked about, and I have leaned on this a lot, YouTube is an incredible resource. When I bought some new furniture or cabinets for the garage, we had some old shelving. It looked bad. I went out and bought some new stuff at the local home improvement store. Name's not important, but it's a molded plastic furniture. And, you know, the instructions. I watched a couple of 5-minute YouTube videos, and you can't believe the time and aggravation I saved on assembly of that particular furniture. When you get someone who's been through it, done a video, YouTube, when it comes to do it yourself, and I know you have talked about it before, is a huge help. If you want to, for instance, put in a solid-state hard drive, there is, I'm sure, a video that will walk you through that.
Oh, I think hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one. Just got to find the right guy that communicates with you. And sometimes you got to look at 4 or 5. Also, we've mentioned on the show many times, ifixit.com. IFIXIT.com.
Yep.
Right to Repair, I think, actually started there over 30 years ago. And it started out as more towards Mac and Apple repairs. Today, it's everything. Microwaves, washing machines, and they do contribute to YouTube, and they pull things off YouTube. But their little repair manuals are just wonderful. I can't be more pleased with Minnesota's move to this. You know, we don't get a whole lot of movement in the area of consumer protection these days, so this was a huge push for us common folk, I believe. I think this is just wonderful.
Yeah, and, you know, the old saying, once upon a time when I started driving, and that goes way, way back, you could actually work on your car. If the alternator was bad, you go buy an alternator, you have simple tools, you put in the alternator. And I know with computer technology, et cetera, built into the automobiles and pollution control mechanisms, et cetera, it's become more and more complicated. But it's gotten to the point with just about anything. You need specialty tools, you need, it's just kind of like, how do you get in there and actually make a simple repair? A quick story on that. I had a refrigerator, and there's a door, an automatic door, between the freezer and the refrigerator that I own. And it failed. So the freezer itself was great. As a matter of fact, it was too frozen. You'd get out a container of ice cream, and it was like a chunk of concrete. It was too frozen. But the refrigerator side wasn't cold at all. Did a little work, watched some videos, etc. Was able to source the part, get it in here, and actually do the repair myself with the help of these videos and get my hands on the actual part. Number one, it was hard to get a tech to come out. And number two, the expense associated with that was kind of like, it gets to the point where, well, I might as well get a new fridge. And all it was this little, door that operates on temperature, and it's controlled by, you know, I'm sure a small computer in the refrigerator. And the part was maybe $70-$80, and, you know, a little labor, a little bit of aggravation, and I was able to get it done versus going out and potentially having to buy a new fridge.
Yeah, they're not cheap these days. Yeah, this is going to be huge for saving the planet as well. You know, all the garbage we throw away, and that's the main push here, obviously. But also, it's to bring back a little bit of fairness to the consumer. We don't know what kind of planned obsolescence is built into these things.
Yeah.
If they didn't build it in, computers would virtually last forever. Well, we couldn't have that either. We got a lot of people that are dependent on these jobs. So it's a complex issue. I get it. But at the same time, if we're going to be putting a time limit on this computer, it should be stamped on the box so you could be a good consumer and know which product. Maybe an HP is $300 more. Maybe it'll last 3 years longer. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm hoping that's the next step in this, is fair reporting on the boxes of new equipment. That would be huge as well. But I'm really happy about that. That's the big news in Minnesota this summer as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is a good one, and I think it's fair to say there are obviously repairs you need to get a pro involved. There's obviously things around the house, whatever it is, that you need to know when it's like, I'm not willing to take that on. And I think what's great about what you've done over the years on the radio, and I think what these YouTube videos have done will give people an idea. Am I willing to take this on? Because you've talked about it. If you're willing to take your time and be careful, you can't take apart your laptop or your computer. But, you know, kind of beware. And if you feel like it's too much, well, then bring in a pro. That's great. But I think there should be a lot more transparency on repairable. You know, we get
oh,
so
God
much
bless
stuff
you, my
today.
Man.
Where there's no
oh,
user,
God bless you, my man.
Yeah, where there's no, you know, user repairable parts. I don't think that's fair.
I agree. And the thing with computers, especially laptops and netbooks, as equipment gets smaller and more compact, the ability to know the exact method to take them apart so you get it put back together. You know, otherwise the case hangs open, and it just, yeah, you really have to have that little minutia as to step by step just taking them apart. Once you got that, to repair it, it's like I say to people, fixing a computer is easy. Finding out the problem, that's the tough part.
Yeah.
Once you got it diagnosed and you know the part, you still got to be able to get a hold of the part. And, well, Monday I'll be contacting Samsung. I've got a microwave we bought when we moved into the townhouse here, 3 years old. Every time it turns on, it blows the circuit in the fuse box.
That's not good.
This was an expensive microwave. It's got a built-in oven and the whole nine yards. So, and I haven't used it now for over 2 years. And it's because I couldn't get the parts. Now they have to give me the part, and they have to give it to me at reasonable cost. If they don't, I turn them into the Attorney General, and away it goes. And I think, too, that Minnesota is kind of going to be looking to make examples out of large corporations who try to bypass this. That's a good thing. I think this is going to have some meat to it. And to have Governor Walz put the push on this the way that he did, I just am so impressed. Just so impressed. I actually sent an email to him a week or so ago telling him thank you for his hard work in this endeavor. He did good. He did really, really good in my mind here.
Tech Talk underway here on a Saturday. We're in early. Shaletta has one more Saturday off. She's back next week. Steve Thompson in before and after the Twins and Orioles. By the way, our number, the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, is open at 651-461-9226. One follow-up to repair. There are a lot of local shops that are doing repair, particularly to smartphones. You accidentally drop a smartphone or lean on it the wrong way and you crack the glass. I think the ability just to be able to replace that screen on smartphones has been huge, because once upon a time, all right, that's cracked, go get a new phone. So the ability for those types of repairs to happen at these smaller shops, I think is really a big deal as well.
Oh, it is, it is, it is. In fact, I've actually repaired a couple of smartphones. They are not easy. You have to have specialized equipment to actually remove the screen because they're glued. Yeah. Too hot, you melt the inside. Too cool, you crack the screen getting it off. It really is. It's close to being an art. I know that Batteries Plus does a good job of putting in new batteries now, which is awesome. There's a lot of places, I agree. And this is a whole nother generation of income earners as well. I think this is a good thing. I'd like to see people hang on to their equipment a little bit and try to do our best to maintain taking care of Mother Earth.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. It doesn't operate anymore. It will fire up as I have my original iPhone 3 upstairs. And the screen is small. It's got that rounded back to it. It's heavy, relatively heavy. I have a much larger phone now and a larger screen. They're about the same weight. And it is an amazing piece of equipment, and it still will start up. That's what's amazing about it. I save the charger, and every now and then for a kick, I'll throw it on the charger, and sure enough, it'll power up. I don't do anything with it, but it is almost a museum piece at this point. It's really interesting. They certainly did a beautiful job engineering that early iPhone, that's for sure. By the way, we want to go to our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line and get started. And we invite you to call or text now, because inevitably we get to the end of the program around noon and we'll run out of time and we won't get to you. So if you're thinking about reaching out, by all means do. This is a good one. A friend's computer displayed a black screen. He had an email from a former provider. He has forgotten the password and has all his accounts linked to that email. Can we recover that email?
He's got to get a hold of the actual people who are in control of that domain name, but probably. But that's going to have to be changed at the server level. That's really that. I've seen this before. This is really, really a complex issue. This is not good. Now, it could be, too, that if he waits 24 to 48 hours and tries a couple of the other passwords, the account might be locked up because too many attempts to enter without having the proper credentials. I'd give it 24 hours and see if that helps. But other than that, you got to get a hold of Gmail, or you got to get a hold of Outlook or Microsoft or Comcast and do it right straight from the server side. There's no other way to do it.
Yeah, and that is huge. Remember, Gmail accounts, hang on to that password. You got to keep that in a safe spot. You can't lose that or forget that one. Quick break. We've got more.
And Google has done a good job of that, backing it up with your phone numbers. You can get a text, that kind of thing. But people will buy a new phone and not update their Google account. Yep. And then they'll get rid of the original email that they had for their rescue email. Well, now they are. You're right in that. And it's duck soup. It really is.
Yeah. Quick break. We've got more with Doug. It is Tech Talk. Number again, 651-461-9226. We'll come back. By the way, if you call, you get Jonathan Lowe, our producer in the studio today. If he texts, comes right into the studio here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Twins and Orioles on the way. Our lineup card at 12:30. First pitch after 1:10. What a day for a ball game. If you're thinking about going out to Target Field, do it. The weather looks great today and tomorrow. Final two games before the break. Tech Talk underway. We're in early for Shaletta today. Doug Swinhart, Steve Thompson, thanks so much for joining us. Doug, this has become a huge topic. We need to revisit it because it came up a week ago on the show. Actually, it comes up a lot. And that is one of the easiest things you can do to keep your Windows machine running smoothly is get Provisor. Once again, how do people find it? How do they use it? Real quick, Doug, this is a big deal, isn't it?
This is a wonderful program. And it's Priva, Z as in zebra, ER.com, Provisor. It's just wonderful. And it's still public domain. You can donate if you want it. But I always tell people, learn how to run it. See what it does for your machine, and pay what you can afford. You know, give them $5-$10. If we all do that, we keep the project moving forward. It does things that no other program does. The cleaning of cache files is pretty common, but to get in there and to clean out shell bags, most people have never heard of the word shell bags. They can take up a lot of space in your hard drive, and more importantly, they will slow down the process of your entire Windows operation. So that's huge. They will take and resector your data to speed up your hard drive. It's just lovely. I love the thing that this thing does. And you can set it up so it's one button. Push the button and away it goes. You know, in the later versions, you can actually schedule it to run once a week. At the end of the schedule, it will shut your machine down if you so desire. I just can't say enough good things about this. Priva.com. Provisor.com. I just love that program.
Yeah, and once again, there's a free version, and then there's a pro version, and you can pay. Doug, it sounds like in your experience that people can try it, but I would assume, you know, giving them some money and maybe going with the pro version really is the way to go because it is such a good program.
Oh, no question about it. And the pro version and the trial version are actually almost identical. I don't see too many differences between, but I know that you get updates more regular with the pro version, and you don't have to donate much. I mean, it could be $10, $20, whatever. I think that program, I think it should be on every Windows machine on the planet. This thing is just does a fantastic job of keeping your system optimized and running up to par. People can't do anything more, I don't think. That should be number one, especially if they notice it's starting to slow down. It will make a tremendous difference.
All right, when we come back, we will talk about updating a Windows 7 machine to potentially 10 or 11. Number one, is it doable? And a two-year-old printer? Or is it time to just look for a new computer? We'll get Doug's important thoughts on that when we come back. Also, we'll have a follow-up to that person who no longer has access to an email and wondering how they get to it. We'll deal with all of that when we come back following the weather. It is Tech Talk here on a Saturday morning. News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is in. Steve Thompson is here. Shaletta Brundage has another day off. Word is she'll be back next Saturday between 11 and 2 as the Twins move to mostly night games for the remainder of the summer and the early fall. And Doug and I will return to our traditional 2 o'clock time slot on Saturday afternoons. Jonathan Lowe is our producer today. The City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line is available to you at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And from our text line, here's a good one. My question is upgrading my Windows 7 laptop to Windows 10 or 11. I use it sparingly, but my HP printer is about 2 years old. Will it work with the upgrade, or is it better to just go out and buy a new computer?
You know, that's a hard question. I can tell you that from Windows 7 at this point, some computers will update to 10, some will not. I don't know what their determination is.
Yeah.
I know that they want to kill it. Now, be aware of this as well. If you can get your license, you should be able to do a fresh install, strip the hard drive completely, and put in 10, as long as your computer's there. Depending upon the age, I don't know if I'd go to 11 right away. I would hold off on that. A lot of these printers that people seem to have trouble with installing, once you get the operating system on, if you go to the setup file and right-click on the file name and then select Run as an Administrator, a lot of times that will do it. If that doesn't do it, you can right-click on the file name, then go underneath Properties, and you can tell it to be compatible with Windows 7 or even XP. That sometimes will do it as well. Big thing is a fresh install on the printer. I think that will take care of that, as long as it's a well-known printer and it's good to go. And don't be throwing that equipment away, even if you decide to buy a new computer. You can take that one and practice and put Linux on it. Play around with it. It doesn't have to be a production machine. It will be worth its weight in gold as to what you learn. Yeah, I think that's a good thought. Tough question to answer, but I'd be prepared that it wouldn't take. I would be that way.
Yeah, and Doug, I will say this. Two-year-old HP, you should be good to go even with a new machine. I mean, that's barely out of the box. You should have no problem.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And being that it's an HP, this party should be able to get a hold of HP and ask them if they can buy Wolf Security. Wolf Security is a cut above. That protects your computer down to the bare metal. I love this. I don't know. I wish HP was pushing this a little bit harder, and I think they will in the future. It's not expensive. I think it's like $30 a year, something like that. But it does such a wonderful job. Yeah, if a two-year-old HP, in my mind, should be just getting started.
Yeah. And follow-up to the Windows 7 machine. If they are adventurous, this older Windows 7 computer would be a perfect candidate for Linux, especially if you're just trying to get online, use the printer, you know, some of those things. It really seems to me a shame if the computer's running not to be able to use it, especially for just an internet appliance.
I couldn't agree more. And the thing is nearly every distribution of Linux that I know of has what's called a live function, where you can walk you through, and again, YouTube, there's just a tremendous amount of information, and each website for each distribution will walk you through step-by-step creating bootable media. Now you can boot it up from a USB drive, and you can take it for a test drive. Now, it's not going to run as fast as it does off your hard drive, guaranteed, but you'll get a taste of it. You're going to be able to feel it. You'll be able to see if your printer works, be able to see if your internet works. Does the Wi-Fi work? Does it need hardware drivers? You'll be amazed at how well it runs. Once you make the decision, a lot of times you can just say, let the good times roll. It will partition the hard drive and create a dual boot by itself. It's not like it was 15 years ago. It's a whole new program now when you're putting Linux on a computer. I couldn't encourage that more. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Steve.
Yeah, it is a great. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email. You can reach out to Doug. Doug's done a lot of computers, would certainly be willing to help you with that process, particularly older equipment that's in good shape, it's been taken care of. It's just a great candidate for that. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of buying one of my old laptops from work. I hope they'll mm-hmm. sell it to me, because I'm going to get together with Doug and I'm going to do that. And we'll talk about it on the air. I'm going to get that thing. We're going to get Windows out of there, and we're going to make this a Linux machine. And
outstanding.
And we'll go that route, and we'll talk about it on the air, because I'm a huge believer in this idea that there's plenty of good old equipment out there that's perfectly capable of running online with these new operating systems. Doug, you've sold me over the years on that, and I think awesome. People really need to highly consider that. Great way
oh, I
to
couldn't
save
agree
money.
More. And the thing is, a lot of this older equipment is going to be in great demand when people start figuring out this numbers business. Today, brand new processors, up to 4 gigahertz, up to 5 gigahertz. Well, yeah, but your base speed is 1.3. I've got a CPU right now that's running 3 gigahertz as the base speed. Sure, takes a little bit more electricity, not enough to even really be concerned about in my mind. You're going to be much better off to have that solid speed and that throttling of up and down under the guise of, saving energy. I just I'm not buying it. I think that it actually creates more havoc on the computer. You're going to find out that this older equipment, it's going to become in great demand, especially when it will take a plethora of different parts because it's standard ATX, for example. I don't know how many power supplies you could have in an ATX box. You know, like 50, 60 different ones. It's much, much easier to work on them. They're larger, and they're going to run and run and run. As long as you keep them clean and take good care of the operating system so the firmware doesn't become corrupt, it's going to run and run and run. Thank you so much.
Tech Talk with Doug underway. Shaletta returns next Saturday. She has another day off. And then, by the way, we have the Twins in early ball game today. A matinee Saturday and Sunday. Our lineup card at 12:30. First pitch at 1:10. If you're thinking about going to the ball game, there's still time. What a great day at the ballpark today. Doug, here's a good one. In Windows 10, if I delete a file on one drive, does it also delete that file from my computer from the onboard hard drive?
If you have it set up to synchronize, it does. I think that you can set it up to synchronize in one direction only, but I'm not sure because they keep changing the format of this. But I would say that you want it under your OneDrive and someplace else if you want to keep a file, a separate file. This is a great example of where people might want to have Google Drive or iDrive, or HP's got an actual storage up in the cloud. Have that second storage and save it up there. Still not taking any room on your computer. Think about data. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. It's that simple.
Yeah, and Doug, that's why I am a big fan of those mirroring programs, like, for instance, iCloud backs up everything on my phone, all the contacts, all that sort of thing that you don't want to use, especially if I drop the phone in the toilet or, in some way, shape, or form gets destroyed. I'm able to get a new phone and recover all of that, and that's certainly a big deal. But that idea where if you go there and you delete it and it also delete it, that starts to get – that's why having maybe some sort of separation or you kind of move this stuff over the wall that you absolutely want to keep. And that's why I'm a huge fan of that little hack I have. I have two old email, a Yahoo and a Gmail are my two private email accounts. If I absolutely positively need to keep something, I just email it to the other account. So it's in the sent in, say, the Gmail, and it's in the inbox of my Yahoo. No, I don't do that for everything. There's no need to. But the things that I absolutely positively need to keep, then there's clear separation between the two accounts, and I know one way or another I've got a copy of it.
This is a tremendous user process, in my opinion. I think this is just fantastic. Yeah, just the fact that you pick it up on an email, now you got it in your email, you got easy to find, you can run searches, it is safe. Now, the thing about the synchronizing, Apple has done a fine job of that, almost too good, by trying to make it easier for the consumer. Yeah. I've actually seen where people are synchronizing sometimes the wrong direction, and they take data off all of the equipment at one shot, especially if you've got multiple Apple devices. So it's important to understand these processes as you institute them. Run a manual at first so you know how it works and how long it takes and where the data is going. Must be aware of pathing. That's huge. But once you get a handle on it, and none of it is difficult. What makes it difficult is it's unknown. Once you see how the process works, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's the answer. That is the answer. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. At minimum, three copies. One on your hard drive, one in an external device of some kind, external hard drive, not so high on flash drives anymore, and then one up in the clouds. Minimum, three. And I got five on some of mine. So it's there. It's available. Not expensive. No reason for us not to have plenty of backups.
Yeah, and very important. Doug can fix computers, the hardware, restore software, etc. But the data, that cannot be replaced. So do yourself a favor and make sure you have it backed up. When we come back, converting media and maybe saving old videotapes, audio recordings, etc. What's the best way to digitize that? We'll get Doug's thoughts about that when we return, and there's still time to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, and that number is 651-461-9226. Twins and Orioles coming up. We've got a matinee. Our lineup card at 12:30 with Chris, Corey, and Danny with all the play-by-play at 1:10 here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug. All the news at noon. We'll count you down to the Twins lineup card at 12:30 today. Twins and Orioles, game two of the three-game set. Doug Swinhart is in. Let's go to the phone lines. Joanne in Minneapolis, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, yeah. I have a... And you know the Packer off-jet printer, and I can print envelopes, but when I want to print my labels, it's too far apart. It won't fit on.
Well, you just got to reformat it. It's that underneath your properties. If you highlight your printer underneath the printers folder, highlight it. Just hold your pointer over it and right click, and go down under properties. It'll show you media, which media to select. And you might have to do a little dinging around, but that's all doable. If you have trouble with that, give me a call. I'll connect to you remotely and probably have it done for you in minutes. And thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I do print a lot of stuff. I prep for play-by-play, do a lot of high school and amateur sports throughout the year, and I print out the prep here at home. And sometimes I'll get an email from a coach, and it'll be formatted in a way where I got to play around with it a little bit. You got to go into the printer settings, and you got to sometimes get it work. And labels can be a challenge as well. But here's a good tip. Wherever you buy your labels, there is usually a format that you can download. And I'm sure Doug could walk you through that, but... You know, you can get these label formats, especially if they're smaller mailing labels. You can download these templates that'll work with your printer, and that can be a very handy tool as well. All right, I want to get to this. And this is digitizing videos, et cetera. And I do want to put a plug out for a local company, Astound Video. They'll take tapes. They'll take, you know, Super 8 film, whatever, and they'll digitize it for you so you can share it and keep it for the future, because old audio tapes, cassettes, VHS tapes, all of that sort of stuff, they degrade over time. They don't last forever, so digitizing that stuff. But if you want to do it yourself, Doug, how do you go about it?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is Jack Talk. Doug Swindahart is in. Steve Thompson is here. Charlotta Brundage has another day off. Word is she'll be back next Saturday between 11 and 2 as the Twins move to mostly night games for the remainder of the summer and the early fall. And Doug and I will return to our traditional 2 o'clock time slot on Saturday afternoons. Jonathan Lowe is our producer today. The city's one plumbing talk and text line is available to you at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And from our text line, here's a good one. My question is upgrading my Windows 7 laptop to Windows 10 or 11. I use it sparingly, but my HP printer is about 2 years old. Will it work with the upgrade, or is it better to just go out and buy a new computer?
You know, that's a hard question. I can tell you that from Windows 7 at this point, some computers will update to 10, some will not. I don't know what their determination is.
Yeah.
I do know that they want to kill it. Now, be aware of this as well. If you can get your license, you should be able to do a fresh install, strip the hard drive completely, and put in 10, as long as your computer's there. Depending upon the age, I don't know if I'd go to 11 right away. I would hold off on that. A lot of these printers that people seem to have trouble with installing, once you get the operating system on, if you go to the setup file and right-click on the file name and then select Run as an Administrator, a lot of times that will do it. If that doesn't do it, you can right-click on the file name, then go underneath Properties, and you can tell it to be compatible with Windows 7 or even XP. That sometimes will do it as well. Big thing is a fresh install on the printer. I think that will take care of that, as long as it's a well-known printer and it's good to go. And don't be throwing that equipment away, even if you decide to buy a new computer. You can take that one and practice and put Linux on it. Play around with it. It doesn't have to be a production machine. It will be worth its weight in gold as to what you learn. Yeah, I think that's a good thought. Tough question to answer, but I'd be prepared that it wouldn't take. I would be that way.
Yeah, and Doug, I will say this. Two-year-old HP, you should be good to go even with a new machine. I mean, that's barely out of the box. You should have no problem.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And being that it's an HP, this party should be able to get a hold of HP and ask them if they can buy Wolf Security. Wolf Security is a cut above. That protects your computer down to the bare metal. I love this. I don't know. I wish HP was pushing this a little bit harder, and I think they will in the future. It's not expensive. I think it's like $30 a year, something like that. And it does such a wonderful job. Yeah, 2-year-old HP, in my mind, should be just getting started.
Yeah. And follow up to the Windows 7 machine. If they are adventurous, this older Windows 7 computer would be a perfect candidate for Linux, especially if you're just trying to get online, use the printer, you know, some of those things. It really seems to me a shame if the computer's running not to be able to use it, especially for just an internet appliance.
I couldn't agree more. And the thing is nearly every distribution of Linux that I know of has what's called a live function, where you can walk you through, and again, YouTube, there's just a tremendous amount of information, and each website for each distribution will walk you through step-by-step creating bootable media. Now you can boot it up from a USB drive, and you can take it for a test drive. Now, it's not going to run as fast as it does off your hard drive, guaranteed. But you'll get a taste of it. You're going to be able to feel it. You'll be able to see if your printer works, be able to see if your internet works. Does the Wi-Fi work? Does it need hardware drivers? You'll be amazed at how well it runs. Once you make the decision, a lot of times you can just say, let the good times roll. It will partition the hard drive and create a dual boot by itself. It's not like it was 15 years ago. It's a whole new program now when you're putting Linux on a computer. I couldn't encourage that more. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Steve.
Yeah, it is a great. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email. You can reach out to Doug. Doug's done a lot of computers, would certainly be willing to help you with that process, particularly older equipment that's in good shape. It's been taken care of. It's just a great candidate for that. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of buying one of my old laptops from work. I hope they'll sell it to me, because I'm going to get together with Doug, and I'm going to do that. And we'll talk about it on the air. I'm going to get that thing. We're going to get Windows out of there, and we're going to make this a Linux machine. And
outstanding.
And we'll go that route, and we'll talk about it on the air, because I'm a huge believer in this idea that there's plenty of good old equipment out there that's perfectly capable of running online with these new operating systems. Doug, you've sold me over the years on that, and I think awesome. People really need to highly consider that. Great way
I couldn't agree more. And the thing is, a lot of this older equipment is going to be in great demand when people start figuring out this numbers business. Today, brand new processors, up to 4 gigahertz, up to 5 gigahertz. Well, yeah, but your base speed is 1.3. I've got a CPU right now that's running 3 gigahertz as the base speed. Sure, takes a little bit more electricity, not enough to even really be concerned about in my mind. You're going to be much better off to have that solid speed and that throttling of up and down under the guise of, saving energy. I'm not buying it. I think that it actually creates more havoc on the computer. You're going to find out that this older equipment, it's going to become in great demand, especially when it will take a plethora of different parts because it's standard ATX, for example. I don't know how many power supplies you could have in an ATX box. You know, 50, 60 different ones. It's much, much easier to work on them. They're larger, and they're going to run and run and run. As long as you keep them clean and take good care of the operating system so the firmware doesn't become corrupt, it's going to run and run and run. Thank you so much.
Tech Talk with Doug underway. Shaletta returns next Saturday. She has another day off. And then, by the way, we have the Twins, an early ball game today, a matinee Saturday and Sunday. Our lineup card at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. If you're thinking about going to the ball game, there's still time. What a great day at the ballpark today. Doug, here's a good one. In Windows 10, if I delete a file on one drive, does it also delete that file from my computer from the onboard hard drive?
If you have it set up to synchronize, it does. I think that you can set it up to synchronize in one direction only, but I'm not sure because they keep changing the format of this. But I would say that you want it under your OneDrive and someplace else if you want to keep a file, a separate file. This is a great example of where people might want to have Google Drive or iDrive, or HP's got an actual storage up in the cloud. Have that second storage and save it up there. Still not taking any room on your computer. Think about data. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. It's that simple.
Yeah, and Doug, that's why I am a big fan of those mirroring programs, like, for instance, iCloud backs up everything on my phone. all the contacts, all that sort of thing that you don't want to use, especially if the, you know, I drop the phone in the toilet or, you know, it in some way, shape, or form gets destroyed. I'm able to get a new phone and recover all of that, and that's certainly a big deal. But that idea where if you go there and you delete it and it also delete it, that starts to get... That's why having maybe some sort of separation or you kind of move this stuff over the wall that you absolutely want to keep. And that's why I'm a huge fan of that little hack I have. I have two old email, a Yahoo and a Gmail are my two private email accounts. If I absolutely positively need to keep something, I just email it to the other account. So it's in the sent in, say, the Gmail, and it's in the inbox of my Yahoo. No, I don't do that for everything. There's no need to. But the things that I absolutely positively need to keep, then there's clear separation between the two accounts, and I know one way or another I've got a copy of it.
This is a tremendous user process, in my opinion. I think this is just fantastic. Yeah, just the fact that you pick it up on an email, now you got it in your email, you got easy to find, you run searches, it is safe. Now, the thing about the synchronizing, Apple has done a fine job of that, almost too good, by trying to make it easier for the consumer. Yeah. I've actually seen where people are synchronizing sometimes the wrong direction, and they take data off all of the equipment at one shot, especially if you got multiple Apple devices. So it's important to understand these processes as you institute them. Run a manual at first so you know how it works and how long it takes and where the data is going. Must be aware of pathing. That's huge. But once you get a handle on it, and none of it is difficult. What makes it difficult is it's unknown. Once you see how the process works, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's the answer. That is the answer. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. At minimum, three copies, one on your hard drive, one in an external device of some kind, external hard drive, not so high on flash drives anymore, and then one up in the clouds, minimum three. And I got five on some of mine, so it's there, it's available, not expensive. No reason for us not to have plenty of backups.
Yeah, and very important. Doug can fix computers, the hardware, restore his software, etc., but the data, that cannot be replaced. So do yourself a favor and make sure you have it backed up. When we come back, converting media and maybe saving old videotapes, audio recordings, etc., what's the best way to digitize that? We'll get Doug's thoughts about that when we return, and there's still time to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, and that number is 651-461-9226. Twins and Orioles coming up. We've got a matinee. Our lineup card at 12:30 with Chris, Corey, and Danny with all the play-by-play at 1:10 here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug. All the news at noon. We'll count you down to the Twins lineup card at 12:30 today. Twins and Orioles, game two of the three-game set. Doug Swinhart is in. Let's go to the phone lines. Joanne in Minneapolis, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, yeah. I have an Hewlett Packard offjet printer, and I can print envelopes, but when I want to print my labels, it's too far apart. It won't fit on labels.
Oh, you just got to reformat. Yeah, you just got to reformat it. It's that underneath your properties. If you highlight your printer underneath the printers folder, highlight it. Just hold your pointer over it and right click, and go down under properties. It'll show you media, which media to select. And you might have to do a little dinging around, but that's all doable. If you have trouble with that, give me a call. I'll connect to you remotely and probably have it done for you in minutes. And thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I do print a lot of stuff. I prep for play-by-play, do a lot of high school and amateur sports throughout the year, and I print out the prep here at home. And sometimes I'll get an email from a coach, and it'll be formatted in a way where I got to play around with it a little bit. You got to go into the printer settings, and you got to sometimes get it work. And labels can be a challenge as well. But here's a good tip. Wherever you buy your labels, there is usually a format that you can download, and I'm sure Doug could walk you through that, but you know, you can get these label formats, especially if they're smaller mailing labels. You can download these templates that'll work with your printer, and that can be a very handy tool as well. All right, I want to get to this. This is digitizing videos, etc. And I do want to put a plug out for a local company, Astound Video. They'll take tapes. They'll take, you know, Super 8 film, whatever, and they'll digitize it for you so you can share it and keep it for the future, because old audio tapes, cassettes, VHS tapes, all of that sort of stuff, they degrade over time. They don't last forever, so digitizing that stuff. But if you want to do it yourself, Doug, how do you go about it? From our City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, looking to convert old Hi-8 digital tape videos to my iMac. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, there's a plethora of software out there, and with the Mac, there will probably be some expense, but it'll be well worth it. But depending on what you want, I got to agree with you, Steve, that over the years, I don't know how many people that I've tried to set up using their own software, and when they realize how much time it takes and the amount of effort, they'll call and say, is there an easier way? I sent them to Astound. I even sent my brother-in-law to Astound, who was converting old 8mm. Yeah, see how that turned out. Wonderful job. And they had it done for him in a day. These people are professionals. They've set standards in this industry. Astound Video, they just do a tremendous job.
Well,
and just be aware that you might be able to hire this company and save money. Put a value on your time as well.
Well, and not only that, you may need to go out and find a compatible machine and patch cords,
exactly,
etc. It is doable, but finding the compatible equipment to actually play back those videos. Now, here at the house, we have some of that equipment, and it's on my wife's to-do list. And I keep saying, let's just send it to Astound. Let's just box it up and get it over there and get it done. She's saving it for a rainy day. It hasn't been very rainy. She said she's going to do it over the winter months. We'll see about that. But, yeah, it can be a huge challenge. If you don't have a working VHS, good luck. I mean, you need to
find one. They're available, but like you say, that's a specialty piece of equipment today.
Yeah, so it is. I know a lot of those keepsakes and memories, people have them laying around, and getting them digitized, getting them organized. And then once they're in a digital format, then there are a lot of platforms out there where you can share them with family and friends.
No doubt. You put it on Google Drive and make shares to your family, allow some people to edit, some people to download, or people just to view. And that's real easy to do. I agree. I think that this is these keepsake moments. And even ones that you might not think are valuable today, just wait 3 or 4 generations and watch what happens.
Yeah.
This is going to be very, very, very interesting when families start tracking themselves a little bit better, a little bit more from generation to generation. That's a huge part of this industry as well. The genealogy factor.
Yeah, Doug, we've got to...
Yeah,
we've got to run. We're very tight on time. What's your phone number and email?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at WCCOtech.com. Thank you, Steve. See you next week.
All right, Doug, we got to run. Thanks again. And he will be back next week. We'll be on at our regular time, 2 o'clock. That's 2 p.m. Saturday, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We have the noon news, then we'll get you ready for the Twins on a Saturday. Twins and Orioles, game 2 on the way. It is Tech Talk with Doug. All the news at noon. We'll count you down to the Twins lineup card at 12:30 today. Twins and Orioles, game 2 of the 3-game set. Doug Swinhart is in. Let's go to the phone lines. Joanne in Minneapolis, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, yeah. I have a... And he's a little Packer off jet. printer, and I can print envelopes, but when I want to print my labels, it's too far apart. It won't fit on
labels. Well, you just got to reformat it. It's underneath your properties, if you highlight your printer underneath the printers folder, highlight it, just hold your pointer over it and right click and go down under properties. It'll show you media, which media to select. And you might have to do a little dinging around, but that's all doable. If you have trouble with that, give me a call. I'll connect to you remotely and probably have it done for you in minutes. And thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, and we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I do print a lot of stuff. I prep for play-by-play, do a lot of high school and amateur sports throughout the year, and I print out the prep here at home. And sometimes I'll get an email from a coach, and it'll be formatted in a way where I got to play around with it a little bit. You got to go into the printer settings, and you got to sometimes get it work. And labels can be a challenge as well. But here's a good tip. Wherever you buy your labels, there is usually a format that you can download. And I'm sure Doug could walk you through that, but you know, you can get these label formats, especially if they're smaller mailing labels. You can download these templates that'll work with your printer, and that can be a very handy tool as well. All right, I want to get to this. This is digitizing videos, etc. And I do want to put a plug out for a local company, Astound Video. They'll take tapes. They'll take, you know, Super 8 film, whatever, and they'll digitize it for you so you can share it and keep it for the future, because old audio tapes, cassettes, VHS tapes, all of that sort of stuff, they degrade over time. They don't last forever, so digitizing that stuff. But if you want to do it yourself, Doug, how do you go about it? From our City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, looking to convert old Hi-8 digital tape videos to my iMac. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, there's a plethora of software out there, and with the Mac, there will probably be some expense, but it'll be well worth it. But depending on what you want, I got to agree with you, Steve, that over the years, I don't know how many people that I've tried to set up using their own software, and when they realize how much time it takes and the amount of effort, they'll call and say, is there an easier way? I sent them to Astound. I even sent my brother-in-law to Astound, who was converting old 8mm. Yeah, see how that turned out. Wonderful job. And they had it done for him in a day. These people are professionals. They've set standards in this industry. Astound Video, they just do a tremendous job.
Well,
and just be aware that you might be able to hire this company and save money. Put a value on your time as well.
Well, and not only that, you may need to go out and find a compatible machine and patch cords,
exactly,
et cetera. It is doable, but finding the compatible equipment to actually play back those videos. Now, here at the house, we have some of that equipment, and it's on my wife's to-do list. And I keep saying, let's just send it to Astound. Let's just box it up and get it over there and get it done. She's saving it for a rainy day. It hasn't been very rainy. She said she's going to do it over the winter months. We'll see about that. It can be a huge challenge. If you don't have a working VHS, good luck. I mean, you need to
find one. They're available, but like you say, that's a specialty piece of equipment today.
Yeah, so it is. I know a lot of those keepsakes and memories, people have them laying around, and getting them digitized, getting them organized. And then once they're in a digital format, then there are a lot of platforms out there where you can share them with family and friends.
No doubt. You put it on Google Drive and make shares to your family, allow some people to edit, some people to download, or people just to view. And that's real easy to do. I agree. I think that this is these keepsake moments. And even ones that you might not think are valuable today, just wait 3 or 4 generations and watch what happens.
Yeah.
This is going to be very, very, very interesting when families start tracking themselves a little bit better, a little bit more from generation to generation. That's a huge part of this industry as well. The genealogy factor.
Yeah, Doug, we've got to...
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, we've got to run. We're very tight on time. What's your phone number and email?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at WCCOtech.com. Thank you, Steve. See you next week.
All right, Doug, we got to run. Thanks again. And he will be back next week. We'll be on at our regular time, 2 o'clock. That's 2 p.m. Saturday, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We have the noon news, then we'll get you ready for the Twins on a Saturday. Twins and Orioles, Game 2, on the way.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.